There is no dispute over the results of yesterday's vote in Japan. The Democratic Party of Japan won a crushing victory. The left-of-center Democrats have thereby ended half a century of almost unbroken conservative rule. At least one of the issues the party will have to address may sound familiar to you. Japan has an aging population. More people are on pensions, and there's a shrinking pool of taxpayers to support them and other government programs. Len Schapa is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He's written extensively on Japanese politics. Now, Len Schapa, it sounds like Social Security was a key issue in this year's election. How big was it?
It was the number one issue. It has been for the last several elections. When you ask the voters what they care about, number one issue is social welfare programs.
And what campaign promises were made by the incoming government to tackle Japan's growing Social Security costs?
They promised to fix the pension system and to dramatically expand spending on child allowances so that for each child, families will start to receive $300 per month for each child until they're 13.
Okay, I kind of chuckled there at they're going to fix the Social Security system. Is this allowance for children the key kind of element that's going to fix it, or do they have other ideas in place as well?
In the long term, it's true that to keep a sustainable pension system, they need more taxpayers. But of course, even if this program succeeds in generating more children, that won't help the pension system for 25 years or more. So in the short term, they have some other ideas about how to keep the pension revenues and expenditures balanced.
So just briefly, $300 per child per month, or?
Yes, per month.
How can they afford to do this, and how long is it going to go on for a program like this?
Well, many Japanese, including people who voted for the DPJ, are not sure where they're going to get the money. The DPJ told the voters that they were going to reduce wasted expenditures and use the money they saved elsewhere to pay for this.
How would you compare Japan's aging population problem to that of ours here in the United States?
Well, the United States is worried that we're not going to be able to afford Medicare and Social Security as the baby boomers age. The projected number proportion of over 65 Americans in 2050 is about 22%. Japan has 22% elderly today. So they're already dealing with what we're worried about.
Now, given that Japan is right now dealing with their aging population, I'm wondering if you can tell us what you think the key elements of any Japanese plan, the one that's been proposed by the Democratic Party of Japan, that would be most relevant for American plans for the elderly here and saving Social Security.
The part of their planning that is the most useful model for the United States is what they've done with their health care system. As you know, in the United States, even more than the challenge of paying for Social Security with the baby boomers, the real challenge is to how to afford Medicare as the baby boomers age. The Japanese have figured out a system for providing universal health insurance for their people while maintaining a control on costs so that they spend only about half of what we do on healthcare and have a healthier, longer-lived population.
Do you have any idea what, you know, the average pensioner in Japan receives each month in terms of, you know, cash in the mail?
They have a employee pension system that's quite generous, more generous than Social Security, that covers salaried employees. And those people are going to bring in $2,500, maybe even $3,000 a month. Whereas people covered by the national pension system, these are self-employed farmers and so forth, they get approximately $600 a month.
Len Schapa is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia and the author of the book Race for the Exits, The Unraveling of Japan's System of Social Protection. Thank you very much.
Thank you.